Reincarnation is a distinctive belief for the esoteric Druze sect. And this is the second part of The Good Life for the Druze, as we delve deeper into this sect that sprang out of Shia Islam about 1,000 years ago in Cairo. That's with me, Noel Devine, here on The Good Life on ABC Radio and on your pod. Their own name, At-Tawhid, is derived from the word for unity. And Druze teachers are at pains to talk about God as complete unity, not subject to division, partnership, resemblance, or replacement for any reason whatsoever. They talk of God as sacred, solitary, and undivided unity. But their doctrine is complex. Scholars say that the Druze absorbed ideas from Sufism, from Greek philosophy, and from Gnosticism. Things like the word logos, the universal mind, and they got themselves disowned by many Muslims because of the distinctiveness of these beliefs. As we found in our previous episode, they permit no conversion to their faith, nor do they permit intermarriage. Their teaching allows them the concession to deny their faith in times of persecution. Their custom of takiyah, or concealing or disguising beliefs when necessary, is what it's called. Their believers are in two distinct ranks, the enlightened and the unenlightened, and their often persecuted beliefs have long been cloaked in deep secrecy. But the Druze are being startlingly open these days as they settle in free societies like here in Australia, where they're not persecuted. We now have thousands of Druze living in Australia. R.F. Biani, a Melbourne-based Druze Australian, has published his book outlining key Druze beliefs for the good life. The group that they themselves call At-Tawhid, the Unitarian Faith.
Hello, my name is Arif Biani. I've written a book called At-Tawhid Sect, History and Doctrine, an Introduction to My Fellowship, Muwahideen Druze. At-Tawhid means Unitarian, and Muwahidun is Unitarian Druze. You see, we are called by three names, Muslim monotheists, Muwahideen Druze, and we call Bani Ma'ruf, the people of knowledge, good, and patience.
And you believe yourself to be Muslims, to be
yes,
part of the Islamic
definitely,
100%, faith?
100%. Every Unitarian Druze is required to know Almighty Allah. He is the self-existing, the solitary, the eternal, the absolute. In addition to the beautiful names and sacred qualities that are mentioned in Quran, by the following four conditions, which are the backbones of our Unitarian theology. One, to know that He, blessed be His name, is the most capable and the most perfect. Two, to make Him, blessed be His name, infallible of all statements and actions. Three, to know that He, blessed be His name, has exclusive possession of greatness and majesty, and four, to confess of our inability to reach His knowledge in any case. So this is the four conditions, and every Unitarian Druze must believe and follow these four conditions.
In that sense, this is defining very carefully that Tawhid means Unitarian, it means belief in one God.
That's right.
And that the Muwahidun, the Druze, are these people who believe in one God who cannot be understood, cannot be described, is above all other things.
Yes. This is the basic of what Unitarian theology is about. Very summarized information about Unitarian theology. You cannot reach God, you cannot touch God. And for anybody who is limited by six directions, that means front, back, bottom, right and left, he is going to vanish. God is not subject to these limitations. Any substance in the world that is limited by this sixth direction is going to die. This is the nature of life. God is going to be seen in the hereafter. He is always everywhere at the same time. Not one place and not in the other place. He is everywhere at the same time.
Your book also mentions just nine differences between Unitarianism,
yes,
At-Tawhid, and Islam. Let's talk about these now. What are these nine differences?
This is my interpretation, that the nine differences between Druze Unitarian sect and some other Islamic groups in the interpretation of Quran verses.
Mm-hmm.
All these differences are based on illustrative judgment and do not differentiate in principle. So I want to make this thing clear.
Sure.
First, polygamy is forbidden and only one spouse is allowed.
So a Druze can only have one partner. You can only marry one wife or one husband.
Yes. Because since Allah says in Quran certain things, and we understand that certain things we can do, we cannot do the other things. I'll give you two examples. First, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 3. If you fear lest you become unfair, that means among wives, then you shall be content with only one. And another verse, which is in my book, you are never able to do justice between wives, even if it's your ardent desire. That's Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 29. And these two, we base that polygamy is forbidden.
Now,
you understand that now?
Absolutely, I do. You also forbid temporary marriage, don't you?
Yeah. When I say temporary marriage is not permissible and is totally rejected in order to safeguard the chastity in the society and the solidarity of the families. The way our society is, chastity is considered too much. It should be the normal way, the legal way, and the halal way.
Apart from that, your age qualification for marriage is 18 for males and 17 for females?
18 for male and 17 for female. Even now, people don't get married till after 30 because hardship, they cannot have money to buy a house or something like that. When I say 16B for male and 15 for female, this is the old law. That was in extreme conditions and special approval. That means it needs approval, a special approval for that. Other than these three, there are the four witnesses, two from each side of the couple is required before a marriage contraction is to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And number five, a remarriage of a divorced female to her ex-husband is forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
That means if a couple is divorced, they cannot be reunited
again. They can't remarry again.
They cannot be reunited again. Our judge will not divorce people immediately. They need at least 6 months before they separate, because he give them time. I will explain to them there is no possibility for them again to be remarried.
So the Druze have a cooling off period if people think they want a divorce.
At least 6 months. Divorce is also legalized only by a sect judge and a sect judiciary court. If there is a civic judge nullify the marriage, in our sect, it's not legal. It has to be nullified by a sect judge in a sect judiciary court.
You have to get a religious divorce approved.
Yes. Even you get from a civic judge, it has to go only by a sect judge.
Now also, the right and freedom to make a will is a difference with Islam?
We practice that, 100%.
And the right of inheritance for a family of a dead relative is also a difference.
To make sure that everybody gets his chance, this is equality and justice.
But the interesting one I find is belief in the transmigration of souls, belief in reincarnation.
This is a topic.
That's very interesting.
We need to address that. You're going to give me time to talk about it.
Please.
It's very important.
Please, talk
and
to
let me. Let
me
have time, please, Noel, to address it, all right? When we talk about reincarnation in this case, is that transmigration of the soul of a dead person to the body of a newborn baby at birth.
So it's reincarnation straight out.
Yes. This concept differs from other concepts such that transmigration of a human soul to an animal body, plant or solid. So let me hear about that.
You can only be reincarnated as a human being.
Human to human. Male to male, female to female. Nothing else.
Right.
The propagandists of those sects have based their jurisprudence interpretation for accepting the concept of reincarnation on the following five important foundations. First foundation, the human spirit is Almighty Allah's only responsibility. By Him, it was created. And to Him is its return. He is the only one who knows what to do with it, how it will be born, how it will die, and how it will be resurrected. Second foundation, divine justice. By saying that means Almighty Allah or God will give equal opportunity for people in more than one life with respect to lifespan, grace, boons, and intellectual or physical capabilities so they can believe and follow. Number three, divine mercy, by which Almighty Allah will give more opportunity and chance in more than one life for disbelievers and polytheists to repent and believe and follow. Number four, fairness of judgment day. Through reincarnation, people would have absolutely no case, claim, or excuse against Almighty Allah God in the judgment day for their worldly actions, if it's spiritual or physical. Because Almighty Allah is a just and fair ruler and have already given people plenty of chances and opportunity to repent and believe. And finally, limited knowledge of mankind. People cannot compass anything of Almighty Allah's knowledge except what God wishes them to have. Thus, if a person does not know what is behind the closest door to him, then how would be able in reality to know what really exists in earth and heavens, like creation, life formation, death, and soul reincarnation? This concept of reincarnation is based on two fundamental principles. The principle of revelations and transcripts, which is based on the interpretation of some of the Quran verses. For example, how can you reject the faith of Allah, seeing that you were without life and He gave you life? Then He will cause you to die and He will again bring you to life, and again to Him will you return. I have stated 11 in my book, verses from Quran, to support the concept of reincarnation.
If I'm understanding you correctly, the Druze teach that it is clear in the Quran that Allah is so merciful that Allah will give you another chance in another human life,
yes,
to do the right thing and to become,
yes,
knowledgeable.
This is of Islam, none other. I believe in this reincarnation. Only this part. The other 8 differences, some of them do follow us, some don't. This is our propaganda, this is the way they interpret, and we are happy to follow that, and we are happy to believe in that.
Do the Druze believe, or is it the experience of the Druze, that anybody ever remembers something from their previous existence,
yes,
their previous life?
This is if God wishes somebody to remember for a purpose. It won't be without a purpose. The purpose for the same guy, for purpose for his family, or to the neighborhood, or to his community. I personally asked Bihani, I believe that by God there is nothing without a logic. It has to be logic for people to remember what was in his past life. And if he has to remember, that means he has a message to deliver. A message that was for himself, for his family, or to his community.
Wow, so the Druze believe that knowledge can come from a past life to help you or your family in this present life.
It can be. I'm not saying it's all the cases like that. Sometimes it can happen, sometimes it can't.
Have you ever met anybody who had that experience?
Yes, I met. I have even here in Melbourne here. I have friends here who I know, and even from my own village. I know who they told me who were their names before, and I have checked it, and I found out whatever he told me about, I checked it, and I found out it was truthfully, 100% truth. So for us, we have no problem in accepting that. 100% we are happy to say we believe in that.